Teachers are striking today across Oklahoma. Last week, the state approved a $6,000 pay raise for school teachers. To finance the measure, state lawmakers had to approve the first major tax increase in over 25 years, and it only narrowly passed. Legislators hoped the law would prevent a teacher walkout, but today, educators are still protesting in the state capitol. They say schools just need more money. Emily Wendler is education reporter for State Impact Oklahoma. Emily, welcome to The Takeaway.
Duarte, thank you.
So why did schools and teachers, what did they get out of this $450 million tax increase?
So they got pay raises for the teachers that are currently working in the schools. It's kind of on a sliding scale. It's like $5,000 to $8,000, depending on the teacher's experience, comes to an average of about $6,000.
$6,000. So Oklahoma schools experienced deep cuts over the years. Schools are on a four-day work week, and last year, 20% of teachers left the classroom. How did it get so bad?
So funding for schools in Oklahoma has never been that great. You know, then there was the Great Recession in 2008, and states across the country had to balance their budgets in troubled economic times. They did that by cutting state services. Oklahoma was one of those states. But then, like 4 years ago, Oklahoma lawmakers cut taxes, and they cut the income tax, and then they cut the taxes on oil and gas companies. Then the next year, the price of oil tanked. And so it was just this big hit to Oklahoma's budget. And that's when lawmakers basically couldn't pay their bills. So they started cutting state services, and they cut education really hard and deep.
Lawmakers have been trying to approve a deal for some time now. What was the final tipping point that brought this deal through?
Well, I think it was the anger of the teachers. Lawmakers have tried a couple times to give teachers a raise, and those tries have failed. And it's partly because raising taxes is really hard in Oklahoma. You need 3/4 majority in the state legislature to pass any tax increase. So that was part of why it was so difficult. But, you know, after the last try failed, teachers got really mad, really riled up and organized and, you know, said, we're going to walk out of school. We're going to shut down school if you don't give us a raise. And that, I think, that really motivated lawmakers to get something done.
Some Oklahoma teachers say the bill doesn't go far enough. What more do educators want?
They want funding for the classroom. So, you know, teacher pay has been low in Oklahoma for a long time, but lawmakers have cut funding for just, you know, general school budgets over the past 10 years. And that means schools have lost support staff, they've lost teachers, they've lost electives like music, art, foreign language. And class sizes have ballooned, and so they want money to go back to just the regular school budget so they can bring some of that back, so they can reduce class sizes, they can have music and foreign language again.
Thank you very much, Emily Wendler, education reporter for State Impact Oklahoma. Thank you.
Thank you.